Rebecca at the Well. When Abraham had already grown old, his son, Isaac, had turned into a fine young man. One day Abraham spoke to his eldest servant. "Swear by the Lord that you will go back to my country and find a wife for Isaac." So the servant took 10 of his master's camels and he traveled to the city of Nahor in Mesopotamia. Wow, that's a difficult word, isn't it? Mesopotamia. Just outside the city, he made the camels kneel down before a well. As night came on, the women of the city came out to the well to draw water. How was the servant going to find a wife for Isaac? And you know what? He did the right thing. The servant prayed, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, hear my plan and send me good fortune." The servant decided to say to one of the women drawing water, "Let down your pitcher so that I may drink. And if she is the wife, O Lord, you have chosen for Isaac, let her say, 'Drink,' and I will give your camel a drink also." Before the servant had even finished praying, a beautiful young woman went over to the well with her pitcher on her shoulder. The servant approached her and said, "Let me please drink water from your pitcher." And the woman lowered her pitcher into the well and said, "Drink, sir, and I will draw water for your camels." The servant immediately lifted his eyes with hope and promise. He felt that the Lord had answered his prayer. "Whose daughter are you? And is there room in your father's house to spend the night?" asked the servant. "I am Rebekah, the granddaughter of Nahor." "Yes, sir, we have straw and food for your camels and a room and food for you." The servant looked up to God and prayed, "Blessed be the God of Abraham, for he has led me to the house of my master's brother Nahor." Then the servant removed a golden earring and 2 golden bracelets from his pocket. The servant gave them to Rebecca, and she ran home to tell everyone what had happened. When Rebecca's brother Laban saw the jewelry, he ran out to Abraham's servant and said, "Come in, come in, you whom the Lord has blessed." Dinner was set before the servant, but he said, "Before I eat, I will tell you why I am here. I am the servant of Abraham, and I was sent to find a wife for his son Isaac." Rebekah's father replied, "Since this has been planned by the Lord, take Rebekah and let her be Isaac's wife." But Rebekah's brother and mother said, "No, no, let Rebekah stay with us 10 more days. Then she can go with you." "You must not hinder me," said the servant. "God has made my errand a success. I must return home to my master Abraham." "We will call Rebekah and ask her," said the family. And when Rebekah appeared, they asked, "Will you go with this man?" "I will go," she replied. So Rebekah and her maidens followed the servant and traveled to Abraham. Rebekah married Isaac, and they lived happily together. And do you know, soon they had 2 sons. And do you know what their son's name was? It was Jacob and Esau. And one day we will read a story about Jacob and Esau as well.